there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. We've had all the stars flying Alan Air, don't you know? From Ramesh Ranganathan, Robbie Williams, Tom Jones, Kiefer Sutherland, Louis Theroux, the Duchess of York, Sarah Ferguson, Jonathan Ross, Amanda Holden, and today we have one of the UK's finest actors. If it's good, she's in it. And now she's an author too. She's just written her debut children's novel, Castle Rock Mystery Crew. Welcome on board, Vicky McClure.
Final boarding call for Vicky McClure. Vicky McClure, this is the final boarding call. Final boarding call for Vicky McClure. Vicky! 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 Thank you.
Welcome on board, Vicky McClure. How are you doing, Vicky?
Thank you, I'm good.
Oh, I've got... Buddy the dog is just staring straight.
Hello, Buddy. Into...
I've got my friend. Now, listen, this is no joke, but my friend Ross is pottering about in my back passage.
Yes.
And it is, and I'm not trying, oh, Alan, have a day off. It is a genuine back passage that he's painted. And he's come all the way down from Birmingham, and I'm looking after his dog, and his dog is obsessed with me, but not anymore. He's just staring.
He's with me now.
Oh, I know.
Oh, he's
adorable.
Gorgeous. He is gorgeous.
So tell me, what are you like as a traveller? Do you enjoy travelling?
Yeah, I do. I don't enjoy the airport.
Oh, what don't you like about it?
Well, it's just too much stress and faff and,
yeah.
You know, people are not prepared. You know, you take your shoes off, you know it's coming. Put your liquids in a bag, you know it's coming. That kind of stuff.
No.
Vicky,
listen, some airports don't have that.
What airports?
Some airports you don't have to take your shoes in a bag. I take it off. I look like I'm trying to audition for Magic Mike. And they're in my pants and they're going, oh, no, just your shoes.
Oh, no, I'm, belt, checking my jewellery.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm the freaky one that's
your
just
gun.
Going too far. Yeah.
Your gun, your knife.
Oh, honestly.
Your stick of dynamite. No, there are people and you're like, and you don't want to be, but have you ever been on a plane before? You know, now, come on, you put everything away.
No, and no. It's just, it's also that thing of people that take a case that you go, that's not going to get on board.
No.
You know what I mean? Put it in. Don't worry about it. You'll get it on the other end. And if you don't, you don't.
Yeah.
It's just the risk we take with travelling now.
I know, yeah. And then they pull out like a massive litre of lemonade. You're like,
no,
that's
I know.
Not going to get
no,
through.
No, I find the faff a lot. Now security, I mean, security, I do, you know, I do feel like I'm carrying something I shouldn't be when I'm not.
Yes.
You know, they make you feel paranoid and there's no need. I'm trying to go on holiday and have a nice time.
I know. And then... I have a very wholesome life, believe it or not. But when they do, when your bag goes down the left thing and they open
God.
It, you're like, oh, my God, they're going to find my heroin. And then you're like, Alan, you're not even on heroin today. No, but and you need a drink, don't you, when you come through?
No, exactly.
Everyone's like having a pint at 6 a.m. Yeah. They probably haven't had a drink before. Like, God,
exactly.
Traumatised. Born in Nottingham, is that right?
Yeah, born in Nottingham. Yeah,
where'd
we did.
Where did you go on holiday when you were in Nottingham?
Skegness, Mablethorpe.
Skeggy.
Skeg Vegas. We went there a lot because my non-on granddad had a static. So that was...
Love a caravan holiday.
Yeah, me too. And then Spain, it was either Mallorca or Menorca.
Oh, OK.
Which always confused me as a kid because I was like, what's the difference? Menorca or... We're going Menorca this year, not Mallorca. What? lots of Spain. Yeah, Spain holidays and Skegge. That's really all I remember. But I do remember just feeling like, I don't know, you're going so far away. Do you know what I mean? Even to Skegge, it felt like a massive mission, didn't it?
Yeah.
I loved it.
You're younger than me, but I remember just getting in that car. My dad would always like, beat the traffic. We got
to beat the traffic.
Where's this traffic? We're coming from Northampton. It's not like New York or, you know, some like metropolis. Beat the traffic. It's like, you know, 4:30 a.m. We're like bundled in the car. Where we're going? Great Yarmouth, shut up. And then you're off.
I also had to wear those bands, you know, car sickness bands.
Oh, I got car sick as
Oh,
well.
Oh, God, terrible. Yeah. Like, they had to sit on a certain pulse point. They'd be like, you got your bands on, Vicky, because we're not stopping. Yeah,
well,
got my bands.
I remember pulling over and then we seeing us pick your own strawberries. So the whole family ran in there, ate our old strawberry, and then I was sick. I mean, it was like something out of the
Exorcist. Are they like the trucks, like the burger trucks on the side of the road?
No, we actually ran in the field and picked our own strawberries. We were very poor. And then I loved when you go and pick your own strawberry. You used to do it in the summer and they would just eat all the strawberries, and then you'd come there and you'd have like two strawberries in a punnet and they'd say, have you eaten them? You go, no. You look like Heath Ledger in The Dark Knight. You're red. Like a vampire. No.
Not touched.
I've been here 3 hours. We only picked two strawberries. Thank you. 20p. So tell me about Nottingham. Like, let's try and get some tourism to Nottingham. I love the Lace Market.
Oh,
very nice.
Good. Yeah,
but
nice.
I went on TripAdvisor. The top site is the National Museum of Justice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is it worth visiting?
Yeah.
You haven't been, have you?
No, I have. I have been. And actually, I did a play there. Because it was the only time I've ever done Shakespeare, and I was 21, and we did like a promenade theatre. So the audience follow you around. So when we got to the courtroom, the audience were there, and they
were. Was it Measure for Measure?
It was. Oh, I played Isabella.
I was Lucio.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
Really?
The campiest Lucio you've ever seen.
Yeah, we did Motive for Measure there.
Yeah, it sort of makes sense with the themes and everything.
No, exactly, yeah. So I have been there for that.
Yes, we can do culture on Life's a Beach,
thank you. Please don't ask me about the history of it.
No.
I don't know.
And what's this City of Caves? Is that worth visiting in Nottingham?
Yeah, no, the caves are good.
Yeah.
They've just opened them back up, actually, because that kind of... Yeah, Nottingham's going through a bit of a, you know, it's going through a bit of a change. It's like it's
going... like menopause?
Yes, exactly. Just where I'm heading. I'm going at the same pace.
Yeah.
So, Broadmarsh is gone, which was like the big old shopping centre. That's gone. That needed to go. That was tired. It was done.
So it's having a moment. Not having a moment.
It's having a moment. It's but good. You need the shops, man. Like, they need to...
Yeah.
You know, it
Do
needs...
you know it's every high street?
No,
though,
I know.
It's
sad, isn't it?
Every high street. Now, is that true? Is that the oldest pub there? Was it the Jerusalem?
The old trip,
Is that generally the oldest pub?
Yes.
One of my last ever dates on my tour was Nottingham, so I spent a lot of time up there. That's why I'm not, like, mental about Nottingham.
It's I like that you are. And also, you're not far down the road.
No,
Northampton.
No, love. Because I totally get the Skeggy thing being landlocked and stuff, because Northampton, I think, is one of the most landlocked.
Well, this is
I didn't
see
a sea
away.
Till I was 39. We had Billing Aquadrome, which in there they built next to a sewage farm.
Oh, no.
So you would go up the slide and then you'd get one waft and then kids would just be vomiting down the slide.
Where was that sewage? Is that real?
That's real!
Oh, my God.
I know. Never mind. It's not about me, this podcast. So listen, when you went to Skeggy, when you were, you know, teenage or young adult, did you have any holiday romances? Is there in a little
Skeggy?
Barman in Skeggy that's looking, he's out the window going, will Vicky ever come back?
No, but I did take Johnny to Skeggy and was like, I know, I've got a weekend off. I think I was shooting Line of Duty. And I was like, you've never been to Skeggy, let's go to Skeggy. We did bingo, we got a B&B, just, you know, knocked on a door, he got a room, that kind of thing. Yeah. And it was brilliant. It pissed it down all bloody weekend. Yeah. Did I have any? No, I mean, Skeggy was like, I remember it being a very young thing. And just the family. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was one of those things where you just ran around. No one knew where you were, as long as you've got, you know, some food somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
You just left to do your own thing, aren't you? Which was...
And that was how it was. And then my nan would always come.
Yeah.
My nan would look after us and all that, and you'd be up and about. It was good old days, though, weren't it? You look back.
I do. And, you know, I still want to do those kind of holidays.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't think, oh, I only want sort of luxury, you know, paradisey things. It's like that to me is wholesome. You meet really brilliant people.
Yeah.
It's all, you know, everyone mucks in. You go to the clubhouse at night.
There's
somebody doing all the, you know, emceeing. There's a bingo caller. I love it.
Yeah. And then you're driving
along
now.
I don't want it to die out.
No, and then you see these kids with iPads in the back of the car. You're like, oh, we used to make words out and number plates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, a sticker, all that crap
Cat,
you used
dog.
To buy.
Well done, Alan.
Yeah.
That was it. For 3 hours until you saw Great Yarmouth.
Yeah, exactly.
So listen, you've written a book, Castle Rock Mystery Crew. Tell us all about it. When do you write? When do you get time to write these things?
Oh, do you know what I do? I say yes to things when I'm not busy, and then I get really busy. Do you know what? I've co-wrote it with Kim Curran, and, you know, I keep making sure everybody knows that because I don't want it to seem like I'm taking plaudits for everything. She's an amazing writer for children's books and stuff. So she's just captured the characters that I laid out and the world.
And it's set in Skeggy.
It's set in Skeggy. And it's, you know, it's that kind of thing where you go, great, I've never been to Disneyland, but I'm sure it's amazing. But not everyone's going to get that chance.
No one can afford to go, can they?
Exactly. And yeah, there's so much fun to be had at these caravan parks. And I love making mates on holiday.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when we did go to a couple of Spain holidays and we made a gang of like 30, 40 kids. It was amazing.
Yeah.
I was like, we've never, you know, we'd never done that before. It was just, it was brilliant. And I love the film Stand By Me. That's always resonated with me as a kid. My friends have always meant a lot to me. It's a bit like family.
Mm.
And, you know, families aren't 2.4.
No,
so it was just
not.
Trying to acknowledge, I just thought it was an opportunity really to memorize, you know, have great memories of my own childhood, put that into a book of the simplicity that I feel like we kind of lose sometimes.
Yeah.
Acknowledge dementia for a younger audience.
Yeah.
And just keep it fun and simple and try and encourage people to get back to the caravans.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
And I mean, obviously, it's important for you to have a character with dementia in there. I mean, we've all ugly cried at the dementia choir.
Oh, God.
I know. It's like, do you know the thing, the saddest thing is with the people with dementia is when you look in their eyes and you see that almost like that fear, isn't it? And
the
then
confusion.
The confusion.
Yeah.
That's the thing that had me welling up. And cause I can't believe it's the biggest killer, isn't it?
It's the biggest killer, and there's no cure. There's
no funding or anything, is there?
No,
and the poor carers who basically keeping the UK going, aren't they, the carers?
Yeah, they are. And volunteers and people that are just... I mean, the family that surrounds that choir now is unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, they were singing with Tony Christie yesterday. They're just always doing something mental, random.
Yeah.
They're either, you know, doing something down in Mansfield or they're in London doing some conference or, you know, the variety of what they do, they're changing the world. They really are.
And also it's a distraction as well for the people looking after them. I mean, when they went to see Abbey Road, I mean, they're smiling, having photos and selfies and everything.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
And do you know what? They have a laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
They need to release and, you know, there's lots of humour. Mm. There's lots of dementia jokes flying around. You know, you've got to be...
Oh, my God, you've got to.
You've got to
see
you've got to have the lighter side of it because it's
too
dark.
Is there any cure for it? Is there any cure? I know there's no cure, but is there any... Are they making any progress? Because you get that with cancer and AIDS and everything,
no,
but
I know.
One seems to bother with dementia.
Well, no, because, you know, I think people see it as an old person's disease and it's kind of like, meh.
Well,
you know,
that's another whole issue, isn't it?
Exactly.
People being invisible
and also,
when they're older,
Yeah. But they're not older, you know. No. Bless Daniel. I mean, it was a very extreme type of dementia, but he died in his early 30s. And we've got Julie and Mick. They're in their early 50s, diagnosed at like 51 and 50. It's like, that's too early. Johnny's 51.
I know.
You know, it's just, it, when it's close to home.
Yes, of
when
course.
When it gets, you know, to that point, you go, well, why is nothing being done? But anyway, it is being done because the choir are making a lot of noise. And we'll continue to do that until... You know, the cows come home.
Well, good, good, love. Now, you mentioned raining in Skeggy. You haven't had much luck. Did I see a picture on Instagram? Was it social media where you were you're in a cagoule being pissed off? Not well, being rained on.
Where was this? Being pissed off.
You must stop doing that. It's definitely don't put it on Instagram. No, where was you wearing a cagoule?
Where was I? Let's have a look. Oh, that's Centre Parks.
Centre Parks?
Centre Parks, yes.
Really?
Loved it.
Aren't you under the dome?
Loved it, Alan. I loved it.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Back to...
Do you know what, though? So, like, in all seriousness, Centre Parks was one of those things. And
my dog now is just basically scrumped up my notes. He's saying, Alan, you don't need those notes. You just ad-lib, off the curve, what you do best. Thank you. And that panting is the dog, not me. You're talking about Centre Parks.
I can't see a dog.
So you love Centre Parks.
I love Centre Parks.
But the rain. But is it under a dome?
No. Well, yeah, fine if you're in the pool where, you know, you get ill because there's that many verrucas. Like... No, I'm not even kidding, right? I went in the rapids. No, it's one of those places we never went as kids, but you always wanted to go because it looks like magic, doesn't it?
Yeah,
you're
of
like,
course.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
you've got
the
rapids.
And the deers and the dome and the.
But it's like a lot of money. So, anyway.
£10 a pint, I heard.
What?
Yep.
We took our own.
Beating the system. Love it, Vicky.
So I decided to treat the family and take them to Centre Park.
Yeah.
And when I was in the pool and we was doing the rapids and all that kind of stuff, I got dunked under by some stranger, you know, somebody I don't know. And I swallowed so much water.
Oh, no.
I was so ill. Honest to God, I went home and I was so ill. Oh, like, it's like I obviously swallowed, like, you know, verruca and bogies, that kind of thing.
Oh, my God.
No, that's that's the only thing I can put it down to. Oh,
God. Oh, dear. So will you go back there?
Nah, probably not.
Excuse me, madam, what's this? A Toblerone? Bottle of vodka? 20 packets of fags? I think this might be a line of duty free.
So listen, you know, you love Skeggy, you love a caravan, you love Centre Parks. What's been your biggest luxury? Have you ever, like, stayed in a five-star hotel? Have you ever had a butler? Have you ever had anything like that?
Oh, butler? Oh, no, I've not had a butler.
You had a pillow menu?
A what?
There's a pillow menu.
Oh, right. No, I've not had a pillow menu.
Oh, my God, they give you a menu. You can pick. I mean, this is, like, a
what,
really
like hard,
posh.
Soft, medium? Surely
well, no, a bit more elegant than that. Hard, soft, medium. I mean, no, it's like luxury, feathers, I don't know, flamingos, pigeon, I don't know.
Pigeon? Who wants a pigeon pillow?
No, I don't know, I'm making it up.
No,
I mean,
I
you do
it.
Hear about these things.
No, I've not had a pigeon pillow. I've not had a, I've not done that.
Have you stayed in a five-star hotel?
I don't know if it, I think it was five-star. So me and Johnny were going on holiday and I says, I'm going to speak to somebody that can try and get us somewhere nice. Mm. But we don't want to go too far, so we went to Mallorca.
Yeah, lovely.
But I'd heard about...
It wasn't
about...
Mallorca, it was Mallorca, because I know you confused the two.
Yeah, I do get very confused. But Mallorca, there was a hotel called La Residencia.
I've heard about this.
Yes, exactly, because it's where, you know... People
stars
go.
Matthew Williamson did
that.
The suite
he was there when I walked in.
No way.
Honestly, he was there.
Oh my God, I love that you're pointing at me like accusingly.
He was right sat in front of us. I was like, I was told he did all the designs
yes,
and he was there.
Yes.
So we went there and it cost a lot of money for a week. I was bored out of my mind.
Oh no.
So we went to Magaluf. Johnny went, all the lads are down from Forest. They're at Magaluf for the weekend. I said, we get
where's
a taxi.
Where's he from again?
No, Alan, it's a good one. This is Merthyr Welsh.
You are one of our finest actresses. I am being very facetious.
It's
I
about the only accent
well.
I can do. Everywhere else, it's like, no, I think the character's from Nottingham. Come on, represent my city.
No, I knew that.
Yeah, it was lovely. Don't get me wrong, but it was... It's a tiny little place, Daya.
Yeah.
And so you've got a church and two restaurants and then a beautiful surrounding and you could have a donkey ride and stuff. But
you got bored.
We got bored. There's that balance between
Magaluf,
Centre Parcs and La Residencia.
Yeah.
What's the balance?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So where would you like... Is there anywhere on your wish list you'd like to go?
Loads of places. I'd love to go to the Maldives. That looks like paradise,
well, that's nice, doesn't it?
That looks like paradise.
Yeah, what about this? You stayed in a presidential suite, it says here.
Where? Oh, my God, I did in Cardiff.
Oh, forgot about that, did
Sorry.
You, Vicky McClure,
no, I did.
Woman of the people? Oh, that old thing.
No, I did. No, you're right. Yeah, that was in Wales, yeah.
Yes.
And it was, do you know what? It was the night before Johnny's dad's funeral and I went...
I'm sorry.
No, because Johnny's dad will love this. So I said to Johnny, let's get a hotel because there's, going to be a lot going on and we'll just relax for the night. So we go and we check in and they went, oh, we've done you an upgrade. And I went, oh, that's really kind of you, thank you. We go in and I was like really confused. So I rang down and just said, who are we sharing with?
Oh, bless.
I'm telling you, there was a reception room, there was an extra bedroom, so there was a grand piano. Mm. It was absolutely mad.
Yeah.
So I just re-rang everyone. Do you want to come and stay? We've got this place. It was,
all
yeah,
your friends
it was
from Magaluf
coming down.
The whole of Skeggy.
Yeah, you're right, though. Beyonce and Barack Obama had stayed there.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
What's Beyonce doing in Newport?
I don't know. See, I mean, there was like a steam... Mm. room inside the bathroom.
But you see, that is a presidential suite because Barack Obama stayed there. I stayed in a presidential suite in Ripon. And I said, what president's been here? And they were like, I don't think. Maybe the president of a bird sanctuary or a presidential, one of the, of a car showroom or something. But I mean, but no, it's nice, lovely, nice, lovely upgrade. But I was like, you had a piano in there. I'm like, what?
I did try it, though.
Yeah.
Did you?
Do you have a piano in your one?
Yes, I
what
did.
What presidents play piano? Trump don't.
They don't play. Someone plays for them.
Oh,
surely.
There was me tickling the old
no,
well,
no,
in the
I
wind.
Did.
Yeah. It seemed to me you lived your life. That was a bad accent. Tell us about Cornwall. You went to Cornwall in a VW camper van.
Oh, I loved that. Loved it. I'd never been to Cornwall before.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it?
Isn't it?
So gorgeous.
I knew everyone was making a lot of fuss, but now I see why.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was beautiful. We went with Johnny's brother and his wife, and it was just a field. A field and a shower.
Yeah.
You
love the simple things in life, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, don't you find our industry is quite unsimple? So sometimes it's nice to dip your toe
back to basic. Yeah, meet some normal people.
Yeah, no, I mean,
it's true though,
it is.
Isn't
like,
it?
I love being home. I love just the simple stuff. And we were just in a field.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a big campsite where there was loads of people and there was a big clubhouse. It was like there was a little shop that had not been changed since 1983. Like it was, just all the basics and the plastic crap.
Yeah.
That you just want to see in a shop like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I often think that. Wish there was more plastic crap in the
no,
shop.
No, but like...
No, I know.
You know, the
bat and
ball, that kind of thing.
Yeah, bat and ball,
you want a bat and ball in the shop.
Simple things.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Do you ever complain? Or
oh,
does
yeah,
just
all
Johnny
the
complain?
Time.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a complainer,
What gets you goat, though? Is it like loud... Loud music, is it? Because you know what I like? I'm going to be honest with you. When I go to a hotel, a smelly robe.
Oh, you mean do I complain on holiday? Right, that kind of
thing.
Two
people, not to your partner. Just like, do you ever go and ring up reception? Excuse me, I'm Vicky McClure here, love.
Oh, no, I don't know if I could do that.
This presidential suite is very pokey.
It's not enough. It's not enough. Where's the pianist? Don't put a piano in the room if there's
Beyonce needs a red testing if she thinks this is presidential. No, I mean, you don't come. Does Johnny complain?
No, do you know what? We're those kind of like typical people that moan and then they come over and go, is everything all right? Amazing. Thank you so much. Yeah, we're probably more that. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I just, and I think now because, you know, I think they might know. I think, oh, they'll be like, oh, who does she think she is?
Oh, and next thing you know, you're on Twitter and people are saying all that Vicky slagged us off and all that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Centre Parks hate me now. But, you know, you can't. What can I say? I've had an experience.
Hashtag Veruca's, hashtag bogey. Just think, if that stranger hadn't dunked you, this would never have happened.
It may not have done.
Who is it, though? Also, that line of duty. Who is it? We need a.
There's like 50 people.
Oh my God. Please.
Yeah, no, I'll look into it. I'll look into it. Jed, I've got a great idea.
Yeah.
We're saying.
Line of duty, but in Centre Parks.
Oh my God, don't. I would love that. That's the only way I'd go back to Centre Parks.
God. So you don't complain, because I mean I'm the same as you. My ex used to do all the complaining, and I was just
oh, it makes you cringe.
This is disgusting. This food, oh delicious, you know. Oh. And sometimes I should have really. But my thing that winds me up is a smelly bathrobe. Yeah. I don't like it, you know, and the underarm, because they should always wash them, and sometimes they don't, you know. And it smells like Tesco Value beef burgers.
Oh, gosh.
You know that that gets you right there.
Do you know what I don't like, though? The hotel paraphernalia.
Oh, I thought that was the name of the hotel. Sorry. Hotel paraphernalia. It's opposite the co-op.
No, you know, like,
what
when
do you mean?
Go,
hotel paraphernalia.
Go, well, you know when you
mind
go
you,
in,
you're quite,
just,
you like simple things. You're probably like phone, telly.
Fuck it. Like, there's 900 leaflets before you can even do anything.
Oh,
it's like,
yes, I get that.
Do you know what I mean?
And the light as well. They've got all these lights as well. Then there's always that one, isn't there, by the bathroom. You know, how do I turn that off? And
yeah,
then,
there's a lot of reading to do before you can even settle in.
Yeah. It's like, so no leaflets.
No, I'm not mad. I do gather them all and just put them all in a corner.
Okay.
Yeah, just, you know, and the little signs. Yeah. We know we can't smoke. We know we can't do that. We know. You know, it's fine.
Hello, passengers. We need an OCG. That's an OCG. An OCG needs M&M's PDQ on row H. That's row H. Can you send a PDF from the B&Q ASAP?
So you said you want to go to the Maldives.
Well,
oh, no, I know.
Paradise. You know, just like, you know, Instagram paradise?
Yes.
What is that? Like, I'd love to just sit on a beach where it is white sand and...
If you're bored in Mallorca... You're going to be bored in the Maldives or whatever it's called, because there is nothing to do. You are stuck there.
I keep getting warned about
this. Stuck there. I mean, that's an awful thing to say. You know, I mean, hey. You know, some people, I like to do things.
I know what you mean. I struggle
like
to sit still.
I like a little walk after dinner. I like an art gallery. I will have a mooch around a museum. I just don't think there's that. But I think that is for proper relaxation, isn't it?
Yeah, I know exactly. And yeah, it's definitely something that I need to look into more, because I will get bored.
Yeah.
I know I've got a book out, but I am not a great reader.
No.
So I will get a little bit, you know what I mean? There's only so much reading of a book I can do. And
but did you
down.
Get a taste for writing? Do you want to write another one?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, so I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah. I love bringing characters to life.
Well, that's
so,
your job, now,
yeah,
isn't it?
Exactly.
Oh, you do so bloody well.
But yeah, I do love doing that. So yeah, I think if it came to it, I'll see what people think of this one first. Yeah. Check if they like it.
Yeah. Right. Do you collect knickknacks and tea towels? What's the worst bit of shit you've ever collected? I mean, I will get a tea towel, and I will get a fridge magnet.
Yeah.
But, you know, you do. And I got some fisherman's trousers. I thought I'm going to wear them around town, and then you never wear them, do you?
Yeah, or like the scarves that can go any which way.
Yeah.
You get on holiday and you're like, yeah, I need one of those.
You never
and
wear them back
hats
here, do you?
That you can't carry anywhere.
Yeah, or a poncho. Yeah. You're like, you wear it in like back here. Look at that dick.
Oh, ponchos. Ponchos were such a thing.
Yeah, should have stayed in Mexico.
Oh, those, the scarves back in the day. I just remember they've been a massive thing on holiday. I love buying all that stuff. I always buy a magnet for the fridge. Maggot. I don't maggot. A maggot.
Yeah, no. No, fridge mate, yeah.
Yeah, I do. I do tend to grab stuff like that. Yeah, I'm terrible for collecting all kinds of tat. My mum did that thing in lockdown. She went, I'm clearing out the loft. I went, no. Don't. Yeah, anything that's yours is coming to yours and anything that's Jenny's going to Jenny's. I was like, fuck. I've got away with it all these years.
Oh, my God, I bet there's some right classics up in that.
And I ain't got rid of anything. I've just kept it all.
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
Well, listen, we're about to start our descent into Skegness.
Amazing.
And we've just got time now for a quick fire quiz, okay? Mojito or mint tea?
Mojito.
Amazon Prime or Amazon Hike?
Amazon Prime.
So you'd rather watch telly than go for a walk?
Oh, yeah.
They're quite loaded, these questions.
Yeah, great.
Nudist or not on your Nelly? Have you ever skinny dipped?
No, I haven't. No.
Skegness, I suppose.
Yes. Yeah,
it's a bit weird, isn't it?
Maybe in the Maldives.
Maybe in the Maldives. John is a very lucky man.
Oh,
Alcar or Algarve? Would you rather go on holiday with me or go to Portugal?
I would love to go on holiday with you.
Oh my God, yes.
Oh my
God.
We love
a static caravan.
We're going to have the best time.
We can get plastic shit from the shop. And last but not least, tip 'em or fuck 'em. Do you tip or do you think, nah, I've never seen you again?
Tip 'em.
You've got to tip
'em. Yeah, tip 'em.
And you've been to America, have you?
Yeah, ish. Yeah, I've not done LA. I've done New York. Yeah, I did New York.
What do you think of New York?
Yeah, it's quite stressful.
Yeah,
When I first went, yeah, it was quite full on. But I did go to a place called Provincetown.
Oh my God, I've been to P-Town.
I mean, do you know, I went because Madonna sent me, because...
Yeah. Oh, hello.
Sorry, clang. I know. I have to clang
oh,
it. Clang. I know you're going to...
Oh, you've just dropped this
God.
Name.
Hold on, pick it up for me.
Here it is.
But I went all on my own, like, in my early 20s, yeah. And was like, what is... It's like two streets, isn't it?
Yeah, but everyone is gay.
Everyone is gay. It was incredible. Yeah. The houses were just pink and purple and...
Yeah.
It was like this film festival there that we were showing the film, and I went all on my own.
Oh, the film for Wisdom.
Yes.
Yes, oh, my God,
don't
yes.
shout it out. It's not the greatest.
But P-Town, that's something, because it's like... Is it the two Ronnies who did that when the worm turns with Diana Jaws?
Oh, yes, it is.
Well, it's
yeah.
like if gays ruled the world.
That's where...
Yeah, it's a gay postman, gay bartenders, gay bakers, gay everything.
It was amazing.
And yeah, it's completely gay. It's a...
It's great, though.
I loved it.
On my own going... Getting your plane from Boston. I was with, like, two people I'd never met. We're on this tiny little propeller plane.
And Madonna telling you to go there.
Madonna
wow.
told me, go.
Did you say the word, go to Skeggy?
You can, I'm going Provincetown. You go Skeggy.
Go to Centre
You can
Park.
Borrow the static.
Madonna turns up at Centre Park. I'd love it. Vicky McClure told me to come in. Thank you so much. If you'd like to go and collect your emotional baggage from the carousel.
I will.
Thank you, Mother.
Thank you for flying Alan Air.
Thank you, Vicky. That was so much fun. And don't forget, Vicky's debut children's book, Castle Rock Mystery Crew, is out now. And it's based in Skeggy. What's not to love? Thanks for listening, guys. And don't you ever forget, life's a beach.